Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. How's the weekend over already? How are we here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, TJ, what happened to your microphone?
Yeah, see? Even the mics are taking an extra day off.
They're like, we can't do this. Hey, it's going to be a rainy day today. Rainy next couple of days, actually. Tomorrow will be rainy, the whole thing. So you know what? It feels like a Monday because it is.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We're going to have some fun today, including a brand new contest. Staycation or vacation. The staycation is $5,000 to do whatever you want with. The vacation is VIP trip to New York City. To see Harry Styles in New York City.
So, that's a tough one.
What do you want to do? I mean, you've been stuck at home for 2 years. Do you really want to pass up Harry Styles in the prime of his career, completely paid for and taken care of? Or do you want $5,000? It's a tough call. You'll start making that call, by the way, at 7 o'clock this morning. You just text winning your name to 999-999. Let's check in with who's here, because Jax is not. She's still in Halifax.
That's right.
Having her fiance meet her family for the first time. So we're going to get some stories tomorrow.
Hopefully.
In the meantime, TJ, what's up with you?
I'm obsessed with the train guy who's the British train guy named Francis Bourgeois. You might have seen him on TikTok. He does very bizarre videos. Anyway, he's in Canada because he's doing a deal with Go Transit right now. So he's been riding the Go Train and doing videos. And we're going to play some audio for you later. It's so bizarre, but so delightful at the same time.
You've never seen somebody get so much joy out of seeing a train.
Yeah.
Just loves them. Producer Leah? Oh, your microphone is somehow not on.
There you go. No, you got me. You got me. I just want to give a shout out to my sister Stephanie this morning, who has no business being up, but she is, and she's running her own little taxi service by dropping me off at work. She's dropping my mom off at the airport right after this. So shout out to you, Steph, because it's a taxi service with no charge, I hope. I hope, Steph. And I know that it couldn't be me, because right now I'd be just hugging my pillow. I would not be up.
And your mom is going back to Jamaica?
She's going back to Jamaica. But you know you're going to see her again in like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
she's always here. She resists her babies.
She can't resist. Absolutely. We love Leah's mom. Okay, so we got to talk about this. What would you do if you found $36,000 in a couch that you got for free on Craigslist?
Bet it on the ponies.
One woman found 36 grand. What she did with it will shock you.
Whew. Virgin Mornings.
All right, let's start with a moral test.
Okay.
I want to see how well TJ and producer Leah. And producer Leah, can you tip your microphone up a little bit here?
Sure.
Just to make sure it gets in properly. We want to hear your voice loud and clear.
Does that sound all right?
Now, here's my question, guys. You have a couch.
All right.
You got it from Craigslist.
Yep.
Already, you know, furniture from Craigslist is dubious at best, right? You're never sure.
Mm-hmm.
Never sure.
But you get a couch from Craigslist. You find envelopes in the couch. You find $36,000 cash on that couch. What do you do?
I keep the money. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, I would absolutely try and give it back. Listen, my apartment flooded. I have a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I need money.
You need the money.
I desperately need the money.
Do you give the money back, producer Leah?
I don't even see what the problem is. It's my couch now.
Oh.
I bought the couch. Whatever's inside the couch is mine.
So let's show you what happened. There was a woman in California. Exactly this happened to her. $36,000. What did she do?
It's not every day you find tens of thousands of dollars in cash, but one woman in Southern California did. $36,000, actually, hidden in this couch. It all started when Vicky Umoto got a free couch through Craigslist. When she brought it home, she found several envelopes filled with money. She says at first she didn't realize what she had found.
I was so excited, so we picked it up, we brought it in. First something, I thought it was a heat pad. My son, come. I was screaming, come. It's money, I need to call the guy.
Umoto returned all of the cash to the original owners.
Wow.
They said they got rid of the couch after the recent death of a loved one.
Now, let's say, and may they rest, but our grandparents are all passed, right?
No, I have three.
Do you actually have three grandparents?
I have three grandparents.
Okay, let's say it's the one who passed. Okay, the one, because we don't want to, you know. So if it was my grandparents and somebody called with $36,000, I'm not going to lie, I'd want some of that back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But how much money do you give the person that found 36 grand in the couch you didn't check?
Ooh, yeah, from the money that you didn't even know you had?
Yes.
Like, probably somewhere between $1,000 and $5,000.
Okay.
Right? Like right, a nice round number.
It's a big range.
Yeah.
All right, producer Leah.
If they are giving me back the total amount that they found in that couch, I think they deserve a substantial amount.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Because they could have kept the money.
Put a number on it.
I would give them $15,000.
You'd give them 15 grand.
Yeah, because you could have kept the money. My mentality is I would have kept it.
Yeah, my
so for you to give it back.
Cooler now.
See, I'd give them five. I'd give him five.
Yeah, five seems like a nice round.
That's a good number, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still walking away with $31,000.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't know I had it anyway. Who cares?
The grateful family gave her $2,200 to say thank you.
$2,200.
No.
Are we okay with that amount of money, guys?
It's a weird, bizarre amount of money.
I was trying to figure it out. It's obviously it's less than 10%. It might be 5%.
Okay.
Of the total. Winnings.
No, 20. You gotta give 20 or more. That's crazy.
Now, so here's what I want to ask you. Okay, so you find 36 grand. You do the right thing. You call the family back.
Okay.
If they only give you $2,200, are you disappointed?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, right?
100%.
That makes me sound like a terrible person. I thought I was, but no, I guess
you
not.
You go, oh, cool, thanks.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A reminder that half an hour from right now, we're going to start our brand new vacation contest. Staycation or vacation. Staycation for $5,000. You can spend it any way you want. Or vacation, and we'll send you to New York to see Harry Styles. So which one do you want to do? Start making that call right now in your own head. But text WIN and your name to 999 to get your name out there. We'll call out the first name at 7 o'clock. Now, if you're watching Netflix, one of the things that you probably know and avoid to do, which TJ does like the plague, is
watch their movies.
Do not watch their movies.
Ever. They're so bad. There is one good Netflix movie.
Which is what?
Don't Look Up. And that was the climate change one with...
Oh, yeah, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
And Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
A bunch of people loved it, and then a bunch of people hated it because I think it really put reality in their face. But every movie that Netflix puts out is so bad. Everyone was saying that this new movie, Senior Year, was really funny. It has Rebel Wilson in it, and I fell asleep.
Okay.
It wasn't good.
All right. So here's the thing. Netflix is going to change how they do things.
Are they going to stop doing movies?
Okay. No, they're not going to stop. because they lost $10 billion in value, they just cut 150 employees.
Oh, my God.
Because I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they stopped operating in Russia, so they lost all those subscribers, which means you lose a ton of money. And so this is the first time they've ever lost subscribers. So what they're deciding to do is stop releasing so many, because they were releasing, especially over the pandemic, they made a thing. It was like every week we have a new movie coming out, and they were all bad. So what they're saying is, what if we released 5 or 6 movies a year?
Okay.
And they were all good.
What an idea.
I know.
Wow.
What about that?
Unbelievable.
So they said a few years ago we were struggling to out-monetize the market on little art films. Today we're releasing some of the most popular, most watched movies in the world. This is from their co-chief. Just over the last few months, Don't Look Up and Red Notice and Adam Project are examples of that. However, they wanted to kind of take it to the next level. So you can expect that. Obviously, they're going to continue doing the shows that they do.
Yeah.
But less in the big budget movies in terms of the amount. They're just going to do a few of them because it's kind of expensive.
It's a way better idea. It's a way better idea. Because there's even like, they're putting out movies that you see the trailer and you go, oh, there's no way they can mess this up. And then they find a way. Like, I'm a huge YouTube World War II dork. You know that?
Yes.
They put out a movie called Operation Mincemeat, which is...
I've wanted to see that.
Don't. It's so bad. It's boring.
Really?
Yeah, and let me read you the cast list. And again, you go, oh, this sounds like it's going to be really awesome. Wrong. It's bad. Hang on, I can't pull it up.
I know Colin Firth is in it.
Colin Firth.
Okay, we like him.
Yeah.
Come on,
Colin
that's
Firth
big.
A lot. He's tall and British.
Yeah, and who's the guy, Matthew McFadden from... McFadden from...
This is great. I'm glad you took it here.
I know. We know nothing about this movie.
Sorry. I do better at describing Netflix movies than Netflix does at making movies.
Hey, he turned it around. He made it work. Okay.
So, okay, we're on board for this then. I like it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so, we were just talking about Netflix and movies. You want to talk about an all-time bad one? Morbius, starring Jared Leto. Now, I don't need to go to this movie to tell you that this movie's bad. They took it out of theaters very quickly. And, you know, give you an idea. An average superhero film, when it premieres, usually makes about $1 billion, right, in gross revenue.
Easy.
So this movie cost $75 million bucks to make. It made $163 million. which is profitable, but that's like 10% of what it should have made.
Yeah, and like by comparison, I think, what was the last movie? Doctor Strange made that in its opening weekend.
Yes, yes. And this is the thing, right? It's a Marvel movie. Everybody expects it to do well.
Yeah.
And it is so bad, apparently, that it's become a meme. And that meme has become so popular that they've actually relaunched it in theaters. It's coming back.
It's one of the biggest boomers misreading the meme market moments I've ever seen.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because they say, oh, the internet kids, see, they loved Morbius. Let's put it back in.
Well, it's. I think a lot of people may have been complaining about the movie so bad. It's you want to see it. Like TJ, one of the things that he always talks about is going to see Cats.
The musical, the movie.
Yes.
It was so good.
But it was terrible.
It was horrible.
That's what it starred Jason Derulo and Taylor Swift and James Corden.
James Corden was so upsetting to watch in it. But it was the rowdiest movie theater I've ever been in. So earlier that month, I actually got to see Cats, the musical. And I was like blown away by it. It was really cool. And then the movie came out a few weeks later. And we got tickets to it. But we got it like 3 or 4 days after it hit theaters. And there started to be reviews online to say, this movie is the new The Room. Like, it's the worst movie ever made. And then I started to get nervous. But you show up, and they had just, I don't know, I always think it's new that they serve alcohol in movie theaters. That's such a new concept to me. But when you walked in, and the movie starts playing, all you hear is crack, because everyone starts opening all their beers and their drinks. And people are laughing out loud at moments that are not supposed to be funny. And, like, cheering when things happen, when they finally decide who the Jellicle Cat is. And it was one of the most bizarre theater experiences I've ever been
through. This is what I think Morbius is going to be like for you. Like, if you want to go see a movie, and yes, objectively waste some money, but if you've ever been in a movie that is so bad, it's almost good situation, this might be the one. This might actually be a lot of fun.
You got to go with friends because you're in it together.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. It's a shared experience.
Yes.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Drake was spotted at the hottest ticket in town this weekend at the Scarborough Shooting Stars game. I don't know if you've known this, but Jake Hole signed with the team, and they play out of the Toronto Pan Am Sports Center. And because of that, there's also there's a Raptor on the team as well. And anyway, it's become this like really surprisingly hot ticket this summer. And like, okay, so they're playing tomorrow. Tickets are already sold out. Their next game's on Saturday. There's only a couple left, and they're starting at $50 a ticket.
Oh, and they used to be $5 a ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's pretty sweet. It's really cool. And you can go to see J. Cole and apparently Drake. This is awesome. Okay, so without spoilers, people have been talking a lot about Stranger Things right now because during the new season, basically your favorite song can save your life. Just leave it at that. Mental Floss put together a list of times that songs actually woke people up from a coma.
Oh.
And I thought that was really interesting, so I want to break down three for you. So number one on their list was Adele's Rolling in the Deep. I guess there was a 7-year-old girl in a coma. Doctors weren't sure she ever wake up, but she heard her mom singing it, and she woke up and smiled. It's cute.
I like that.
Another story. 5-year-old was in the coma, was woken up by James Blunt, You're Beautiful, playing over and over and over again on the hospital's PA system for 10 straight days. Great news for her. Really annoying for everybody else in the hospital. And the last one, which was the most interesting. A young girl was in a coma for 258 days.
Ooh.
Her mother started humming this.
Really?
Gangnam Style.
How do you hum this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and she woke up? Yeah, and she woke up. And she woke up and started laughing.
Really?
And then apparently she made the full recovery.
Oh, that's amazing. Isn't
that's cool?
A great story.
Yeah.
I got to say, I don't even know what song that would have to be for me. Because does it have to be your favorite song or is it just play some music and hopefully one of these gets it?
I feel like comas are a lot like Virgin Radio. You know, just play the hits. You know?
Is that how you feel?
That's how I feel.
6:51 on a Monday, huh?
Yeah, so if any doctors out there can confirm that, you can text us 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Two inseparable shelter dogs got married in an adorable dog wedding ceremony. This is the story today, because Jax is away and there's no rules, Adam.
Okay.
9-year-old Peanut and 3-year-old Cashew got married at the San Antonio Humane Society. I guess after watching their relationship blossom, staff decided to organize the ceremony in hopes of finding them their forever homes. So the romantic occasion featured the pups dressed to the nines with a red carpet flanked by dog-shaped hedges. They say their small, intimate wedding day was shared with staff, volunteers, and our closest friends. The event included a beautiful walk down the aisle, bubbles, music, and cake, of course. A mini wedding chapel was also built for the occasion. And they're saying that the dogs are available for adoption. You can do it individually, but they're hoping that they get adopted together so they can, quote, continue their honeymoon forever.
Well, they say a lot of dogs that you see come up because they have, like, you know, if you're on Pet Finder or something like that. Yeah. Pet Finder is great for finding rescue dogs. A lot of them come together. They come as like a pair. Like, their shelters just will not split them up.
Yeah.
Because they're so bonded. And actually, I got my two dogs separately, but they're considered a bonded pair now because they don't do well without each other.
Aww.
And that happens, right? And some dogs it's fine. Some dogs are like, they live together all the time and they don't care if they're apart.
Yeah.
My dogs actually have like an emotional reaction to it. So you keep them together as much as you possibly can.
A codependency, much 100%. Like we have with each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's a great story. I do like that story.
Yeah.
Do you think Jax would have done that story?
If Jax was here, she would have talked about like the vibes and like maybe karma.
Yeah.
And then said something like, oh, Mercury's in Gatorade, so I could see why you'd like that story.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're socially awkward. And you're going to parties. Now, TJ, you just had your birthday party this weekend. How'd it go? Yeah.
It went well. There was one small incident, which I'll tell you about later in the show.
Yeah, that's actually after 8 o'clock. I think you're going to like that story. But socially, TJ sometimes, and if you're like TJ, you like it, you're a little overwhelmed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Happens.
I faked a couple bathroom visits this past weekend just to kind of give myself some space from people.
You got to fill up the tank, right?
Yeah.
Now, what they say, or there's a social expert, somebody who says, listen, if you're socially awkward, these are the three things you need to do to get people turned around on you, like get people to like you.
All right.
Now, life shouldn't be about making people like you. But if you want to be more charming, this is what this person says.
Kind of manipulate people into finding you more pleasing.
Well, isn't that what all communication is? It's all formula manipulation. This guy's name is Austin, and he says, you can follow him on TikTok, @Austin_J. There's an easy way to find out if a person you're talking to likes you. You pick a word when they're talking and smile and nod every time they use it. And if they like you, they'll start to use it more and more. They want to see you smile.
Huh.
Now, in terms of being taken seriously, whether you're talking to a coworker or an adult you just want to impress, it can be frustrating when you feel like people aren't taking you seriously. So, if you want to be taken more seriously, it will help. It will help to tell them that your father, mother, or a parental figure told you about this particular thing. So let's say
what?
Yeah. So let's say Jax is here and we're talking about Mercury being in retrograde.
Yeah.
It would lend more credence to Jax's point if she says, my mother said Mercury is in retrograde.
Oh, see, because then we're not fighting with Jax, we're fighting with Colette.
That's
don't
right.
Do that.
100%.
Okay, that's fair.
Who doesn't take some advice from their parents, right? There's an authority thing there. And the final trick serves to sort of call out someone for making up too many excuses. When someone gives you an excuse for something, stay quiet. It's an interesting hack. So, essentially, let's say, because I couldn't make your birthday this week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
TJ's upset about it. You can tell. Can you hear? Can you hear in his voice?
I'm not saying anything about it because I'm trying this new trick.
So instead of, if I gave you a bunch of excuses as to why I couldn't make it, let's say I was sick. I was pretending I was sick.
Yeah.
Okay? I couldn't make it. I'm sick. And then what you do is you say nothing.
Okay, can we try that right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
TJ, I can't make your birthday this weekend. I'm feeling a little under the weather. And then what, you feel that silence, right? You feel how awkward that is? What I'm going to want to then do, and I did write that just there, is I wanted to talk some more. You see, because I've been fighting this thing with my throat for a couple of weeks, and I can't get my voice back. And you know, Everly's been a little bit sick too. So what they do is they continue to talk.
That felt powerful doing that
isn't
to you.
It? Isn't
oh
that
my
crazy?
Gosh.
Oh. So what they do, he says, is they'll end up talking themselves into a corner and lose confidence in their own story.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's a power move right there.
This is a weird list because, again, it's all just manipulating people. But in a weird way, it's also kind of nice.
You will have the power now.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, if you're a big fan of Schitt's Creek, good news. Dan Levy is teasing a reunion film. In an interview with People, he says, my hope is that one day we can all get together. I see these people all the time. We're in constant contact with each other. So the love is there. The desire to work together is there. And the desire to tell more stories is there. So we're just going to have to wait and see on that. And it looks like Mariah Carey is being sued for All I Want for Christmas Is You 30 years later. So someone named Andy Stone, who co-wrote this song with a band, like a country band, did a version, or didn't do this version, but they wrote a song called All I Want for Christmas Is You. And they're suing her for copyright infringement, so their song sounds nothing like this. It's super country and twangy, but he's suing her because of the name. And his song was released 1 year before Mariah's, so he's suing her for $20 million in damages.
Seems like somebody ran out of money.
It's exactly what it seems like.
And 30 years later is suing Mariah. Come on.
I'm so tired of people suing musicians for this type of stuff. Yeah. It's so dumb.
Ed Sheeran posted a video about this. He's like, how bad it was that, like, basically any song he puts out now, he gets sued for. Because there's so, the copyright laws on music, there's like only 8 notes, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously songs are going to sound like one another. And the copyright is so intense that every song you get sued on. So you lose so much money every time you put out a song.
Because you just got to go, even if you win, you have to deal with court, right?
Yeah, you got to pay court costs.
Lawyer
and even if you win court costs, chances are the person suing you doesn't have any money, so they can't pay your lawyer even if they have to.
So Ed Sheeran, great example, said he started recording his writing sessions to prove, like, no, here's me writing the song. And then hopefully it just goes away. It's something that they need to work on. I mean, like, music's just been around for a while, and now we're starting to repeat chord progressions. It's bound to happen. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hey, just want to let you know that you have Stay-Kay or Vacay. You heard of this contest? Well, the only thing you really need to do right now is text WIN in your name to 999 and think about these two particular things that you might get. One, $5,000 staycation. Two, $5,000 vacation where you go to New York VIP style and you get to see Harry Styles. Which one are you taking? 9 o'clock is when we call out our next name.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So somebody actually just texted in. We were talking about that Tim Biebs coffee. And they're like, I got my Tim Biebs tumbler, everybody. Have an awesome day.
Oh, you got merch.
Oh, yeah, there's merch. Yeah. Now, you tried it. Is it getting good?
It's so good.
Okay. Right.
You get a sniff of it, and you say, oh, this is going to be what my day's about.
You know? So TJ had his birthday party over the weekend. The only thing he writes in our show notes is, what's the quickest way you've ever destroyed a gift? Or not the quickest way, just the quickest. So I'm assuming that you destroyed one of your own party gifts at your 30th birthday party.
Yeah. A gentleman that we work with named Jason works in our promotions department. I've known him for many years. We used to work together out in Calgary, now lives in Toronto. He came to the party and brought a little gift. It was this beautiful bottle of wine. And this bottle of wine is what I would call fancy.
Right.
Which means it's more than $20. And it's one that Val and I have tried before. We held onto it for a year because we wanted to save it for a special occasion.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So he gave me this bottle of wine. I was like, this is amazing. And literally 18 seconds after he gave it to me, I dropped it. It smashed on the floor. Red wine and glass went all over the party room in my building. And then everybody started applauding and singing happy birthday to me. So two things happened. I destroyed a gift and I made a scene. And Adam, what is the one thing in this life I hate doing?
TJ hates making a scene. If you ever see TJ on the street, make sure to make as much noise as possible because he hates it. Sometimes when we're out walking with Jax, Jax will be like, hey, it's TJ from Virgin Radio. And she'll just go up to random people and be like, that's him.
And I want to collapse into myself like a dying star.
Right, and everybody's like, who's Virgin Radio?
Who are you that people? Guy's a virgin.
What's that?
I could see it.
So it made me think about this. Okay, so I can remember one Christmas. This is not a birthday present, but remember one Christmas I'd really wanted. I was big into G.I. Joes, right?
Yeah.
So they had this plane that looked like a Spitfire. And it had, I never forget the name, so extreme for a kid in grade 3, but Sergeant Slaughter's plane.
Whoa.
I know.
That's so aggressive. You know,
man, the 80s, and I'm not an 80s kid, I was a 90s kid, but the stuff that came over from the 80s, like stuff like that, you're like, I don't think kids would have a character named that now. But anyway, Sergeant Slaughter and his plane came together. It was very exciting, right? So that was the gift that I opened. It was the last one from my parents, and they always saved the best one for last, and I was so excited, right? So this thing was cool because you pressed a button on it and it had like a rotating machine gun that would light up.
Oh, cool.
And it was very neat. So here's the problem though. I tried to put Sergeant Slaughter in his plane and both of his legs snapped off immediately. And listen, There's times where I see my daughter cry now, where I'm like, I haven't cried like that in decades. But I have one of those cries. Christmas Day heaving,
like
sobbing cries.
Type
yes,
of cry?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And so God bless my father and my grandfather, because they took it down. My grandfather, like every man back then, had a workbench. Have I ever had a workbench as a man? Absolutely not. But he sure did. And they tried to glue those legs back on Sergeant Slaughter for hours.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen.
Didn't take.
Sobbed in the corner, sensitive little boy that I was. And so forever on, Sergeant Slaughter never sat properly in his plane because the legs weren't there to support. But that's my story. It was very upsetting. It happened within 5 minutes.
That's your rosebud, eh? Like that's the reason for everything that's ever happened in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was, my life was going one way, Sergeant Slaughter's legs. Now it's going a different way.
Change the trajectory.
100%. So now, the question to you at 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. You got a gift. You loved it. And you promptly ruined it. How did it happen? And how quickly? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You got a gift and you probably shattered it to pieces like TJ did with a very expensive bottle of wine this weekend for his 30th birthday.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know what my favorite part about that was? What was
that?
Probably nothing.
Well, and here's the other thing. TJ's still 29 if you're asking. His birthday's not for a month, but having a... Having a birthday party early because, you know, summer and weekends and all that stuff.
My birthday falls on a long weekend, and I don't want to make anyone have to commit to me.
Teach, what are the texts?
This one's a pretty classic one from Dylan on the 416. I dropped my brand new iPhone on its screen the first week I had it. Fun fact, new screens are not cheap.
No, they're not.
Lauren in the 905. I ruined a Furby by trying to give it a bath when I was young. Hindsight, it was the right thing to do. It lasted 4 hours.
Yo, those things were creepy as hell. Did you have one of those?
Yeah, my sister did.
Oh,
and
man.
And it would, like, talk. It was
middle of the night. It would wake up and start talking.
For years.
Yes.
She had it in her closet on, like, you know that weird shelf in your closet that you can't really store anything on, but it's too high? So she had it up there, tucked away in the box, and every once in a while you hear it laugh. It was so creepy. This last one from the 905 is a bit of a journey, so bear with me. I got a slinky in my stocking 1 year for Christmas. I pushed it down the stairs once, and it got all twisted and weird. You know how slinkies sometimes do that? I was so upset. Like, way more upset than I should have been, so I threw it in the ravine behind our home. I found it a few years later when I was doing yard work. It was triggering.
Whoa, that's so dark. Oh my God. I didn't expect we were going here, but I guess it's a cloudy Monday morning.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That was weird. Hey, by the way, just to cleanse your palate, Justin Bieber tickets, 8:30.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hottest ticket in town right now is tickets to the Scarborough Shooting Stars game. It's been a big deal since they signed rapper J. Cole. And Drake was actually spotted at the game on Saturday. There was pictures of him at the Toronto Pan Am Sports Center, of him wearing Cole's official jersey. It's pretty great. So it's their inaugural season, and they're not off to, like, the best start. But
they're not.
The games are, like, selling out. So tomorrow's game is sold out. So I was looking on Ticketmaster to find more tickets. Saturday is the next time you can buy tickets, and they start at $50 a piece.
That is insane. Okay, before J. Cole signed there, hands up, who'd heard of the Scarborough Shooting Stars?
No.
I'm from Scarborough. I've never heard of
Shooting
Stars.
And, like, okay, to their credit, it's their inaugural season. They're a brand new team. Had you ever heard of the Honey Badgers?
No.
Yeah, well, that's another team that they played. And exactly. So this is an amazing league, I guess. So this is so much fun. Dan Levy is teasing the possibility of a Schitt's Creek reunion film. In the recent interview, he said, "My hope is that one day we can all get together. I see these people all the time. We're in constant contact with each other. The love is there. The desire to work together is there. And the desire to tell more stories is there." That has to happen, right?
I think so. First off, people love reunions. And I think the second thing is, I watched a little bit of that show last week. Just sometimes, you know, you throw on, like, The Office, or you throw on something that's funny to balance out the fact that Stranger Things is super dark this year. And I have to tell you, I think there's more gas in that tank. Like, I think there's more to do.
100%. It still felt like there was a lot of story there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Stranger Things, you brought it up. But I guess the thing that people are talking about within that show, without spoilers, is that songs that can save your life.
Yes.
Right?
Your favorite songs.
Leave it at that. So mentalfloss.com put together a list of songs that actually woke somebody up from a coma. And there are three that I thought it would be really interesting. So the number one on their list was Adele's Rolling in the Deep. I guess the 7-year-old girl was in a coma. Doctors didn't think she'd ever wake up, but she heard her the song with her mom singing along to it, and she woke up and smiled. Cute story. Another one, a 5-year-old was in a coma for 10 days and started to slowly wake up after hearing James Blunt, You Are Beautiful, played over and over and over again on the hospital's PA system, which is adorable for her, but annoying for everybody else in the hospital.
So you woke up because you heard the most annoying song for 7 days in a row.
Beautiful.
Oh my God.
And this one I thought was so interesting. A young girl was in a coma for 258 days when her mother started humming this song.
How do you hum this? So what happened?
The girl woke up laughing and eventually learned to speak and walk again. She made a full recovery.
Are
that's
you
cool.
serious?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's an incredible story because of this.
Thank you, Cy.
Wow. I'll never forget when he played, when the Buffalo Bills were playing in Toronto, and he played the halftime.
What?
Yeah, that was the big promotion.
Was it the best part of the Bills playing in Toronto? Because it sounds like it.
Yeah, they're like Bill, you know, Bills, Rogers Center, and Cy is going to do the, yeah, anyway.
Why are the Bills playing at the Cy concert?
That's what it was like. It was crazy.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
3 minutes from right now, it's going to be stay, K, or vacay. Do you want $5,000 to stay here? Or use that to see Harry Styles in New York. It's up to you, 9 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Good morning with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
You ever bought anything off of like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist?
No, never.
Never once?
No, I'm too scared.
Oh man.
I've done that a couple times. I sold a couple things on Marketplace. And it's such a bizarre experience.
It is. I've sold a ton of stuff on Marketplace and it's great. Mm-hmm. It really is. But I'm always weary of things like couches.
Yeah.
Because people do stuff on couches.
It's too familiar.
You know? And so I would never pick up a couch, and therefore I would never have access to the $36,000 a California woman found inside of a Craigslist couch. Listen to this.
Not every day you find tens of thousands of dollars in cash, but one woman in Southern California did. $36,000, actually, hidden in this couch.
Now, I have a question.
Wow.
You find 36 grand in a Craigslist couch.
Yeah.
You giving it back?
No, I'm keeping it. A lot of people say like, oh, it's karma to give it back. Like, what if that's karma repaying you?
Yeah.
You got a free couch and you found 36 grand in it. It's yours.
And what? Who's to say that that money was of the owners that you got the couch from? It could be from the previous owners of that. Like, you don't know who you're giving the money back to.
This could be a double pass down couch. You never know.
You never know. And also, it's your couch now.
So here's what this woman did, because unlike us, she's a good person.
Yeah.
It all started when Vicky Umoto got a free couch through Craigslist. When she brought it home, she found several envelopes filled with money. She says at first she didn't realize what she had found.
I was so excited. So we picked it up. We brought it in. First something, I thought it was a heat pad. My son, come. I was screaming, come. It's money. I need to call the guy.
Oh.
Now.
I know. So cute.
That's so sweet.
So cute.
Vicky Umoto, she's a good person. We are not good people. We've already established this. Now,
surely.
So she calls the family and says, hey, I just found $36,000 in cold hard cash in the couch you just gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're on the other end of that phone line, how do you feel?
Relieved. Oh, that's where I misplaced that $36,000.
Well, so it was given by a family member. And I think a lot of... I know there was members of my family that did this too, from that generation where not every dollar you went went into the bank because they were old enough to remember when banks collapsed.
Yeah.
So
right.
You would keep some cash on hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like they're that old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what this is, right? A family member had died. They were selling off the furniture and that's how the couch ended up in Vicky's hands. So the family says, okay, we'll take our money back then. And Vicky, because she's a good person, gives it back. But listen to this.
Umoto returned all of the cash to the original owners, who said they got rid of the couch after the recent death of a loved one. The grateful family gave her $2,200 to say thank you.
What?
The family also later...
Now, if you
it's
get...
so bizarre.
No.
If you get $2,200 back on 36 grand, I think that's about 5%. Are we happy with that? Are we good with that?
Absolutely not. I would think I made the wrong decision to give you back that money. I would actually have a word with you. I'd be like, don't you think I deserve a little bit more than that? I could have kept that money.
This is what I love about producer Leah. This is why she's such a great producer, because she's not afraid to tell people
when it's not enough. She's not afraid to tell us after we shut off the microphones that break wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to tell guests, no, we're not messing up the times. You're going to be here at this time.
Exactly.
And she would not be afraid to tell somebody, hey, $36,000. I think that's a 20% finder's fee, don't you?
I would absolutely say that. Whether they give me more money is a good question,
right,
though.
But you would say it.
Of course.
I'm far more passive aggressive. I'd just be like, oh, cool. Thanks for the gas money.
Oh, yeah. That's cutting.
Oh, yeah. I'm the bad guy.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so we're about to get out of here. Shannon Burns is up next, and I want to remind you that when you text WIN in your name to 999-999, we call out a name 4 times a day, 7, 9, 3, and 5, and we give you an option. Are you taking the staycay or the vacay? The staycay is $5,000 cash. The vacay is a fully expenses paid VIP trip to New York City to see Harry Styles sold out at Madison Square Garden. Come on.
The way that you word the two choices, I feel like you're leaning more towards Harry.
I want you to get out there and travel.
Yeah.
I want you to get out there and travel. That's what I want.
So what do we do if we
get... I'm biased.
So the person who wins takes the trip. What do we do with the money? Can we just take it out and like go bet on the ponies or something?
No, we don't get to do anything.
No, we don't get
Virgin
any
Radio
choice.
Will probably take that money, put it back in, and give it away some other way.
Well, vacay staycay continues, guys. Like, that money, it continues. And we're going to be doing another giveaway next week.
And by the way, $250 just for qualifying.
Yeah.
It's not bad. You
better believe it.
I want to do a little shout out. The star of the show today is, once again, our boss, Karen Steele.
Yeah.
Who tonight will receive officially what's called the Rosalie Tremblay Award, and it's for women in broadcasting who have, you know, broken the glass ceiling, who have dedicated their lives to, in this case, it's radio, because Rosalie was a huge music director in the 70s at a station called CKLW out of Windsor, Ontario. It was a huge AM radio station. Obviously, Karen Steele is well-deserving of that.
Yes.
So we're doing a big shout-out to her because we love her. She's just back from seeing the Jubilee in person, and now she's getting an award. So she saw the queen, and now she is the queen.
Hey, I love it.
So congratulations one more time, Karen.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.